Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you are here because today we're starting our series on healing our energy, clearing our chakras, and we're going to start today with our base chakra. I have a lot to cram in about 10, I might run to 15 minutes today, so forgive me. But let's start with the very basic question. What's a chakra? Oh, if you don't know what a chakra is, and you're probably wondering what the heck I'm talking about. So your chakras are your energy centers. They are where you process energy, where you take in energy, and where you process energy, where you give out energy. You process, take in, give out energy through your energy centers. You have a lot of them in your body, a lot of them. They are the little points where the acupuncturist sticks the needles, and they are sticking needles into your energy centers to unblock energy, to get energy to flow, the chi, the energy through you. Well, you have seven major ones that run through the middle of your body. And we start with the root chakra, and then which is below the spine, located below the spine, that energy center. And then we move up to the second chakra, your sacral chakra, which is located below your navel. Move up to your solar plexus chakra, which is located right below your ribs, stomach area. Move up to your chest. That's where you have your heart chakra. Your throat is your throat chakra. Moving up to your forehead is your third eye chakra, located right between your eyebrows, and then the top of your head is your crown chakra. So today we're starting with the first energy center, the root chakra, and the color associated with the root chakra is red. Now, we're all energy. Everything is energy. We give off energy, we take in energy, and we're surrounded by an aura, or an energy field. And our energy fields are our auras. You can think of them as the vibes that you give off. You hear people say, maybe you've said this yourself, I could feel his vibes, I didn't like his vibes, she has good vibes. Well, that's really the energy that you're feeling coming from them, the energy in their energy field. And our energy fields are always interacting with the energy fields of other people and everything else around us. Okay, so a healthy chakra, if you're a healthy chakra, a healthy energy field, if the chakras are balanced, it's probably going to be a nice bright white color, and then it's in layers. So depending on what's happening in your body in the moment, because chakras are not consistent. Most people don't have all chakras consistently open all the time. They close, they open. So if you have one chakra that's a little bit more open than the others, you're going to see more of that color probably in the aura, right? If you have a lot of stress, anxiety, discomfort, physically, emotionally, your aura is probably going to be like a cloudy, dark color, and you really would need to clear it, because that means that you are probably in a state of dis-ease. You either have some type of physical disease, or you just emotionally are not your best. Okay, so let's get back to the base chakra. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but so the base chakra, again, located below the spine, color is red, and this is the chakra that is really responsible for you feeling grounded, for you feeling safe, for you feeling stable, for you feeling confident, strong. And if this chakra is closed or it's not in balance, you're going to feel some physical discomfort probably in your lower body. So if you're feeling any physical discomfort in your legs, thighs, feet, toes, if you have anything happening with your colon, in your pelvic area, your bladder, your hips, lower back, that means you have an issue in your root chakra. Also, emotionally, if you're feeling not safe, if you're feeling unstable emotionally or financially unstable, if you have anxiety frequently, panic attacks, if you feel depressed, have anxiety, fatigue, those are all root chakra issues. Eating disorders also, anorexia, bulimia, those are your big ones. Those are root chakra issues. So now, let's start to understand ourselves, like what's happening within ourselves, what's happening with you and your chakras. To help us get started, I have a worksheet called Body Scan. It's attached to this episode. And you're going to, on the body scan, you're going to take a red pen or pencil or marker, and you're going to draw red dots anywhere in the body where you feel pain or discomfort or dis-ease. And there's a front side and there's a back side. So if you have any pain in the back, you would mark that on the back side image. If you have any pain in the front side image. Okay, so I'll give you a moment to do that. Of course, I'm assuming that you're not driving and that you're sitting somewhere where you could actually write and do all that stuff. Okay, then you want to just look at the body scan. If you have any red dots in the lower part of the body, then you know that your root chakra needs some attention. So we're going to move to the Strengthen Your Foundation worksheet. And you'll notice that the foundation, which is red, if you don't have a color printer, that chakra will come out probably, or not that chakra, but the image will probably come out all black, but that's actually red. And it's divided into two. So you're going to, on one side, you choose any side of that foundation, you're going to list any pain or discomfort you feel in the lower part of your body. Okay, mark, write, jot down any parts of the body where you feel pain or discomfort in the, or the any lower parts of the body in which you feel pain or discomfort. You're also going to jot down any emotional pain or dis-ease you experience regularly, such as the anxiety, the depression, the fatigue, panic attacks. Those in particular, jot any of those down on that side of the foundation. Also, if you suffer from any eating disorders, jot that down. Any instances where you consistently feel unsafe physically or emotionally, you're going to put that on the same side of that foundation. So if you feel unsafe when you're around a particular person or when you're at home, or you don't feel emotionally safe when you're around your parents or whatever, you're going to jot that down. And then any instances where you feel consistently financially unstable, every time you go to a restaurant, you feel nervous that your bill isn't going to go through, your card isn't going to go through around the first of the month when the bills are due, you're feeling anxious. Write all that down. Okay? So all that goes on one side of the foundation. Now, on the other side of the foundation, you're going to list any of the following statements that are true for you. Okay? The first statement is, I am strong and healthy in my lower body. The second statement is, I feel safe physically and or emotionally. Third statement, I feel loved and respected. Fourth statement, I have a healthy relationship with food. And last statement, I have more than enough money to live comfortably and enjoy life. Okay, so if any of those statements are true for you, you're going to write them on the other side of the foundation. Now, you're going to review each side. And which side feels heavier? And by that, I mean, which side has basically the most writing in it? If more writing is on the side where you listed the pain and disease and discomfort, then your base chakra needs some attention. It needs some clearing. If there's more writing on the other side, then congratulations, because that sounds like your base chakra at the moment is pretty open and it's flowing. Okay, so let's get to how to clear your base chakra if your base chakra is needing some unblocking. I have a few pointers for you. So I have about 12 of them. Okay, I'm just going to quickly go through them. Again, all of this is available as a download attached to this episode. So the first thing, obviously, if you have any physical discomfort, physical pain, especially any consistent physical pain, or you are suffering from anxiety, panic attacks, depression, is you want to consult your doctor or your therapist for any medical advice concerning the pain that you feel. Okay, that's always going to be number one. Number two, you could stand firmly with your feet in a semi-wide stance, like you're going to do a squat. Soften your knees and just feel the earth's energy coming up through the ground, flowing up your feet to the tip of your head. Okay, because that will help to clear as energy moves from the ground up to your up your feet through your legs. It's going to help to clear any blockages in the lower part of your body. It's actually, if since you're going all the way up to the top of your head, it's going to help to clear a lot of energy throughout your body, but particularly we're focusing on the lower body, okay? Tip number three is to see an energy healer. You could do a Google search to find a local energy healer. Hopefully they're seeing, they will see you in person. If not, they also perform long distance healings. I'm actually an energy healer too. Number four, make earthing, which is also known as grounding, a daily practice. And I have a link to if you want to learn more about earthing or grounding, but that basically means that you stand outside in your bare feet and you would do this for about 15 minutes a day. And you will begin to notice not only you will feel better emotionally, but you're going to begin to feel better physically as well. So earthing, standing outside on the dirt or in the grass, preferably, and your bare feet for about at least 15 minutes a day, or walking on the sand if you're near the beach, that's grounding also, or standing in the sand, standing and walking in the sand. Or you could even lie down in the grass if you want to. That counts too. Okay, tip number five, do squats and lunges and pelvic exercises daily. And you don't need to spend a whole lot of time doing that. I mean, I guess at least 5 minutes a day doing any type of squat, lunge, or pelvic exercise, rotating your hips. What are those exercises where you lay on your back and lift your hips up? I forget what they're called, but something like that too would also help that root chakra. Tip number six, make sure you sit. Every time you sit, stand, or walk, that you plant your feet entirely on the ground. I am so bad at this. I actually, when I was in energy healing school, I remember one of my teachers saying, you have so much energy in the upper part of your body, particularly like your head, but you don't have a lot of energy in the lower part of your body. And it's so true. Every time I walk, I have to consciously make sure that I'm walking with my feet planted firmly on the ground, because I tend to walk on the balls of my feet. Even when I'm sitting down, my feet will naturally fall flat on the ground. I have to think about that, because I always want to just have the balls of my feet on the ground. So make sure that every time you sit, walk, or stand, that your feet are planted on the ground and you're really just absorbing that energy. Next tip, number seven, eat or juice fruits and vegetables that are red. It's amazing how the colors of fruits and vegetables are very much related to your chakras. Well, that's a whole nother thing we could get into. But so your red stuff, your pomegranates, your strawberries, tomatoes, red bell peppers. I know I'm missing a whole bunch of them, but preferably juicing those regularly would be a big help. Number eight, meditate in a seated position with your feet planted on the ground. Focus on your breathing and the energy flowing up through your feet, right? Again, going back to that, making sure your feet are on the ground. So if you're doing meditation, particularly for the base chakra, you probably want to try meditating with your feet on the ground and just really feeling that energy moving through your feet, up your bodies, and clearing your field. And number nine, practice yoga. I'm not much of a yoga person myself, but if that interests you, then I suggest it, because I know it's a powerful tool for both emotional and physical healing. Number 10, record yourself stating affirmations. And I would suggest the affirmations that I have that I mentioned earlier. So I am strong and healthy. I have a healthy relationship with food. I feel loved and respected. Record yourself stating those. Listen to that recording about 3 times a day and repeat those affirmations to yourself throughout the day. And just notice how you begin to change emotionally. Okay. Heal your relationship with money and food. I know that's like a simple statement, but you will be so happy when you begin to heal your relationship with money and food. If you feel that money is always running away from you and you always chasing it, like it's just a bad boyfriend, then you probably just want to be a lot more aware of your feelings every time you take out your credit card or your checkbook or your wallet. Like, what's happening? Because that's related to a belief that you learned as a young person, as a child. And so you got to change the belief. Okay. Same thing with food. And lastly, stay in close contact with supportive friends and family members. Connect with them daily. Always connect with someone and diversify the people. Don't make it like the same person every day, but really just grow your network so that you begin to feel the safety and security and support that you need. It's very important for that root chakra. Okay, look at this. I am up 15, almost 16 minutes. So I will have those downloads are in the show notes. The meditation is in the show notes. And if you have any questions, of course, you could always email me. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Motivation to Write. You can also sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. And if you like these episodes of Motivation to Write, the Monday episodes where I go through the affirmation or talk about the affirmation of the week, and these episodes where I use writing exercises to help heal you and become the best version of yourself, then please sign up for Motivation to Write Plus, which is going to be launching next month in February. So be on the lookout for that. Okay, I'm going to let you go. And next week we will talk about the second chakra, the sacral chakra. Thanks so much for joining me. Bye-bye.